issues for a while.
Gay fool in an all-dude school. Oh, I'm in a tizzy about my friend Timmy. It's such a pity, my friend Timmy. Poor, 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 poor Timothy.
My mantra is 1 hour a day. Do something for 1 hour a day. You know, give up the, you know, Dancing with the Stars for an hour, big fatty. Give up the Shark Tank, a big fatty. I love you, big fatty. Hey, Buddha.
Hi.
But use that hour. This bodybuilding friend of mine, female Marie from Chicago, she told me one time, she said, you know, that hour or 2 hours that you sat home to eat cheesecake and watch The Survivor or The Big Run, big fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, big fatty. Online.
Give up the big run, big fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1616 of the BFO for Friday, 4th of April, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to head over to Spot and Big Fatty, and we've got voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you are for right. Is going well, y'all. Well, you're Glovies because it's the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, you know, I was supposed to have a friend come to town this weekend for the bridge run, y'all. And it was, see, what was I going to say? And he was supposed to come in 2 p.m. in the afternoon today for right day and then leave on Monday morning. And, y'all, I got a call from him on hump day night. And he sounded like hell. And he says, I've come down with the flu, so I'm not going to be able to come down. I said, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, all that cleaning I did last weekend was for naught. Big Fatty is not coming. No, I meant is for nothing. Anyway, but so there you have it. Y'all, good day in the coal mine. I'm all but finished with... With what do you call it? The project I've been working on, and y'all. So we're gonna get it off. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. We're gonna get that off next week, and y'all. Then we'll be really full steam ahead on the next project, cause you know there's always a project. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I don't recall a fuller celebration of exiting the birth canal calendar, y'all, because y'all, and there's evidently a lot of fucking that goes on Independence Day. Yes, Big Fatty, because y'all today for right day the 4th. Of April, y'all, we have four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. We have one on Saturday, and we have one on Sunday as well. And y'all, we just wanna send out our best wishes to Lil Bear. Y'all, do you know who Lil Bear is? Y'all, that is Baloo. That is Baloo's other half. He was out there at the Pride 48 this past year. And we also want to send out our best wishes to that Davey Dangerous. He used to be on that little show called Dangerous and Lovely. And y'all, we want to send out best wishes out to the wasteland, y'all, to that freak Quincy out there. You know, he's the host of the Gay Wasteland. Y'all, we hadn't heard a show from him in a long time. And y'all, our final celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, it's the patron saint of the BFO, the number three fan of the BFO for 2014. Y'all, it's Mr. Tim Kumal. Y'all, Tim has bought himself a brand new car for his birthday. So we wish great things to all of them. Y'all, then on Saturday, the number one funky homo, no, not number one funky homo, the Supreme Romo Homo. Big Fatty, you don't know what you're talking about. Neither do they. But anyway, it's Romo from over there at the Pod Cubs. He's celebrating his celebration of exiting the birth canal on Saturday. And y'all then on Sunday out there in the San Francisco. So nice, I named it twice. Y'all, it is none other. It was somebody else that was out at the Pride 48 in addition to Little Bear and Romo. Y'all, it was the Ant out there in the San Francisco. So nice, I named it twice. And you know, Ant is famous for reaching under Big Fatty's kilt. Big Fatty Volga, but Big Fatty, I hope there is a big ass cake for everybody. Yeah, gotcha, y'all. Last time we was over here at Spot and Big Fatty, y'all, that Mark and Calendar, also known as that Musing Mark, spotted Big Fatty Putin. Big Fatty Volga. And y'all, then that Peter G. That Peter G has spotted Big Fatty. It says, oh, Big Fatty, he didn't spot you, he spotted me. Y'all, it says Poodle. Poodle gets in on the royal action with a selfie with her best bud from the UCK. And y'all, there is a picture of Poodle over there with that Prince William and Kate and the baby. And there's that Camilla. Horrifying. Big Fatty, it was horrifying taking that selfie too. And y'all, then that Peter G did spot Big Fatty. It says, after some time in the love chamber, a young Big Fatty and a gentleman caller relax with some cookies and milk. Big Fatty, rest your head on my knee.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's your gay country boy, Wes. Wanted to call and say hello. And I also wanted to just let you hear my voice. No, not really. But it has been a while. I've got to have a couple of procedures done in the next 2 weeks. And wanted to let you know that. The first one, I don't really have any issues with. I've had one done before. I have to have an endoscopy done. Shoving a camera down into my stomach. Then that's coming up this coming Friday. But next Friday, I have to have a colonoscopy. Yay! So I get to have the shitstorm first, and then a big old tube ran up my bum and looking around. So just think of me the next couple of Fridays, and hopefully whatever's ailing me will be figured out. So love you much, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Dear Gussie, yell that, of course, is the gay country boy. Big Fatty, it's not spelled. No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. First of all, Wes, thank you so much for the call, and you're correct. It has been forever since we've heard your vocal talents. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. Wes, I'm just going to let you know, Big Fatty has had both of these procedures before as well. Big Fatty had them at the same time. Big Fatty, I hope they wiped the hose off before they stuck it down your throat. I think they did the throat first, but anyway. The good news is with you doing it on two, I say, two different varieties, is that you can you'll get good drugs, good drugs to enjoy two Fridays in a row. So there you have it. But they're very routine. These are routine procedures, and Big Fatty's done them, and you will absolutely be a prime for a puppet show. Big Fatty, please. When you're ready for the colonoscopy, because you talk about fiber. Big Fatty, it's the ultimate fiber.
Hello.
Kathy. Bacon.
Hey, Fartus Bacon. Hello, Fartus. Anyway, I'm just calling because I was listening to Howdy Pancakes, and I was listening to Pancakes do his last day of his little March Madness, and I was listening to the tail end of it. I'm still not done, but anyway, I'm listening. I seriously think that he should incorporate the word bankings into every one of his podcasts, because I think he just sounds adorable saying spankings.
Big Fatty, you're going to get a spanking for doing that little giggle thing. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And I've got to agree with you. I thoroughly enjoyed the March Madness of the How to Do Pancakes, and it was almost like losing an old friend when there wasn't a little show on the tooth of April, and but there was one on the third, and I have a feeling that Calvin is probably going to get a spanking from Miss Bacon for telling that story about that fibrous poop. Big Fatty, that was just vulgar.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hey, Pluto.
Hi.
Hello, Squeaky Kitty. I have a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pancake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Mr. Timmy Sims. Timmy?
Big Fatty, this question's for you. My question is, when you started the paleo diet and decided not to be a fat, big fatty, what was your motivation? What made you say, I'm doing it, I need to do this, and was so successful? And the bigger success is maintaining it and keeping it off. What is your motivation that made you do it, and those days and times that you just like, want to go, fuck it, what do I, you know, what is your motivation? I need some help. All right, see you later. Bye, Poodle.
Bye. Well, y'all, that, of course, is Timmy Sims. And, Timmy, first of all, thank you so much for the question. It's an excellent question. And I have the answer. I've given it before, but I'm more than happy to give it again. A couple of years ago now, I had just had my physical, and my doctor called me back in and said, you are borderline diabetic. And I said, all right, what do I need to do about it? Because, you know, that's one of those things that is reversible. And so he says, cut out the carbs and cut out the sugar and cut out the dairy, or cut back on the dairy. And that's what I did. And so that was, to not become a diabetic was the Big Fatty. Needles don't do anything for Big Fatty. No, Big Fatty, they are no. But now, Timmy, it sounds to me like the real question is, how do you keep at it? And you know, there are good days and bad days, and some of those days you don't have the motivation. You for one have already proven yourself that you can do it. So it's not a matter of I can't do it, because you know you can, because you've already done it. So it's just a matter of getting up off your fanny and doing it. There are times when you wanna just kind of blow it out a little bit. Fatty Vulgar, and I know you like to have a salsa of the ice cream from time to time, and things like that, and that's okay as long as you don't do it every day. Sometimes when you overdo it a little bit, you don't have that good feeling. You just don't have that good feeling. You know what that good feeling is. You know all about that good feeling. So. And sometimes you can splurge or have a little treat or something like that. And then once you do that, sometimes it's exactly what you wanted. And sometimes you just kind of go, and, you know, sometimes you just need to remind yourself that you really don't need that stuff. Have it and go, you know, that wasn't nearly as good as I wanted it to be, or I remembered it being, or something like that. But, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a foot race. So you got to just stay on it. So there you go. And, you know, Big Fatty is Big Fatty has had his good days and his bad days. Like when I went to the doctor earlier this week, I had made the statement that I weighed more that day than I had in months. And y'all, I firmly believe it was from eating that pizza pie and having my grits and things like that, and not getting off my ass and going out and doing a little exercise. And y'all, I do not do the exercise, and that's not good. But I haven't gotten the motivation to do that yet. So I just don't know. I just don't know. At some point, I see you on the Twitty falling in love and falling out of love with the Planet Hollywood, not the Planet Hollywood, the Planet Fitness. And okay, I see. And maybe just go on a date with the Planet Fitness rather than fall in love with it.
Big Fatty, that's lovely. And maybe after the date, they can go get ice cream.
Maybe. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend, a special weekend to all of our listeners who are celebrating exiting the birth canal. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that, Timmy Sims, who had our Axe Big Fatty question. And Timmy, I've given you some advice. Now, is there a little advice you can give me about doing the exercise?
Give up the big run, big fatty.
Oh, I can do that this Sunday. It's not on this Sunday. Done.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.